Exclusive: Michael Savage torches George Soros. Klaus Schwab: They want to tear down Western civilization, America. By Breitbart News on November 20, 2023. Progressive billionaire megadonor George Soros and World Economic Forum chairman Klaus Schwab seek to tear down Western civilization in the United States. Conservative radio talk show legend Michael Savage claimed in an interview with Breitbart News about his new book A Savage Republic: Inside the Plot to Destroy America. Breitbart News, let's begin our interview with asking you about your brand new book, A Savage Republic: Inside the Plot to Destroy America. It's a deeply researched manuscript that touches on a wide variety of hot-button topics such as cancel culture, illegal immigration, lockdowns, the silencing of free speech, and more. You've written many books, some of them have gone on to become number one New York Times bestsellers. Why is Savage Republic a must-read? Michael Savage, I began writing this book a couple of years ago. If you actually look at some of the chapter titles inside the plot to destroy America, like The Civil War is Here Now, it's very hard to argue with that. We're in a civil war. In other words, people say, well, oh, no, we're not in a civil war. And what I wrote was this: we're not going to see massive armies of Americans marching toward each other. It's a war of ideas. Americans are roughly split into three political groups: conservative, libertarian, and progressive. And it is this last group that has declared war against the other two. The civil war is here, unfortunately, and we're losing it when you see idiots lauding Osama bin Laden on college campuses. How can you say we're not in the civil war, and we're not losing? I don't know how anyone could say that. And when you see the hatred for Jews after 1,200 innocent Jews were slaughtered by an army of subhumans, because most armies don't do this to civilian populations. They might capture them, they might trade them for hostages, but they don't slaughter babies and the elderly and rape the women. This is what ISIS did when they were rampaging across Iraq and Syria until they were stopped by President Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin with the combined air forces of Russia and the United States. So you could say, Hamas. But you're really saying, ISIS, you're really saying Al-Qaeda. They're different heads of the same subhuman strain within radical Islam. That's why I say subhuman. I know it's a loaded word. I wouldn't call people human who do a thing like that. I call them subhuman because they've fallen below the level of humanity. Breitbart News, what are the forces that you highlight in your book that you believe are a part of a plot to destroy America? Michael Savage, I could say it in one word: it begins with an S, and it ends with an S: George Soros. Soros has done more harm to this nation, in my opinion, than all the armies combined that ever forthed this country in terms of culture and societal breakdown. Why would a man fund district attorneys who release criminals onto the streets? Why would a man fund judges and district attorneys who are semi-literate to begin with, who release criminals onto the streets? Why would he create a third world of terror, riots, mobs, and chaos as America has become? It's part of the plot. Now, I could say Biden is largely responsible for the chaos, and I wouldn't be wrong. He is the leader of the country, and he seems to always make the wrong decision about almost everything. However, why would we read that George Soros's son has been in and out of the White House 40, 50 times over the last several years? What was he doing there? Who is he advising? And why is he advising the downfall of America? We have the horror going on in Ukraine. We have the horror going on in the Middle East. We have the horrors going on in our cities where mobs of youth or teens are rampaging through stores with impunity because of the DAs. What does it mean when you have a mayor who calls white police officers crackers and still has his job? What do you say when we have the nice Joe Biden sitting in the Oval Office, who was using the race card? Not only while he was running for office, but as near as a few months ago. He just stopped recently demonizing white people when he realized it wasn't playing anymore. Why won't he address the fundamental issue of our time in this country, which is the crime wave in our cities? It's the Machiavellian, cynical Joe Biden. We didn't have crime like this under Trump. We also have a plot almost to bankrupt the nation through deflation, which is bankrupting the nation. Not to mention, the nonprofit industry and even big tech play a role in this plot. I think we only have to look at who attended a dinner with the dictator from China the other night, Chairman Xi Jinping. What was it? A $100,000 a plate. So who's there, Dim? Cook of Apple. They're the corporate titans that want to tear it all down. And why would they want to destroy Western civilization? Well, it's a way of life that they want to destroy. Who is communist Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum? When they say they want to build back better, what does that mean? You can only build back something that has been torn down. This is the plot the globalists have conceived. They want to tear down Western civilization. Most importantly, its crown jewel, the United States. And build it back into something alien to our principles and under their complete control. Which would be a one government that they control.